Well, hello everyone. My name is Gina Bender and thank you for having me on tonight. I'm going to co-host this call tonight with Abner Fisher, business partner of mine. Abner and I actually found out about a wonderful product and shared it with a few people. And that product seems to be doing some amazing things with not only adults, but we're finding out with children, especially children with special needs. Tonight, I would like to introduce my partner, Abner Fisher. Abner, are you there?
I'm here, Gina.
Okay. Well, Abner, thank you for joining us tonight. I know, you know, I found out about this product, you know, just a few short months ago, this product called Protovite, and we've seen it change so many lives. And after I shared it with you, you had the opportunity to share it to share the product with Stanley. And you may want to just talk for that for just a minute and before we bring on our special guest from Canada.
Okay. Well, yeah, we did introduce it to Stanley. And when we introduced it to Stanley, he was not doing too good. And this product has absolutely changed his life in a few short months. It's amazing what it's done to him. He has had diverticulitis. And in a few short months, his pain is almost gone, if not completely gone. And there's one thing I wanted to share that me and Stanley, after he's, you know, been on it for a few months, had some great results, wanted to share it with some people in a neighboring town. So I drove with him out, and this is just kind of to show who's behind this product, or I guess the better thing would be to say who's leading us to talk to who. And what I mean by that is God, I feel, is telling us who to tell about this product. So we were on the way out to this neighboring town, Millersburg, and we had in the GPS of where we, you know, where we wanted to go. And soon Stanley was on the phone. Soon he turned around. And I was like, well, Stanley, where are you going? The GPS, you know, we were going right. And he just kind of motioned back. He was on the phone. So I was like, okay, I guess, you know, he knows what he's doing or he wanted to do something else. So he drove back, and after he was driving back, he came off the phone and he said there was a young boy along the road that he wants to talk to. So I was like, okay. So we pulled in, and this young man was out along the road repairing a sign. And Stanley got out of the truck, walked up to him, and said that, I don't know why I stopped here, but here's my card, and this is what I do. Told him a little about Protovite, and this boy says, well, my dad lives in the lane here, and he has Parkinson's. Why don't you go in and see him? And Stanley was like, well, I guess maybe that's why I was, you know, wanted to stop here. So we did. We went in the lane, and this older gentleman came out, and he was very happy to see us, and obvious, you know, it was very obvious that he had Parkinson's, and I think he had some other, he had prior to that, about 6 months prior to us seeing him, he had been involved in an accident where he hurt his neck. So he was working with some issues. Anyway, we sat down with him, shared him the Protovite, gave him some samples of the Protovite and the Brain Reward. And we probably spent a good, guessing a good three-quarter hour with him. After we were done, he gets up, and I don't know if it was his energy level, how much better he felt, and he was like, well, you know, he kind of got revved up, and he said, well, I think, you know, I could race someone. So Stanley gets up out of the chair and runs, and this man runs behind him in the kitchen, and it was amazing. And we looked over at his wife, and it's like, has he done that before? She said, it's been a long time since I've seen him run like that. So
wow.
That was just amazing, yeah.
Well, I know you guys have been on a mission since you found out about Protovite, and you've touched so many lives. And one of the lives Stanley was able to touch was up there in Michigan, and then through that, it led to this young lady up in Canada. And I'm going to let her come on the line because she has a neat story I'd love for her to share with the audience tonight. Heidi Hammond, are you out there? You will have to hit star one to come on.
Here. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I would like to share about my son, Aaron. He is 8 years old, and he was born with a chromosome disorder, which is chromosome number one. And a lot of kids with special needs have chromosome deviances, like an extra piece of chromosome or a missing one. But he's got an extra little piece of chromosome number one in all of his cells, and it's not, they say it's not inherited, it's just the way it happens. So as happy as he is, you know, he had some challenges. He was globally delayed in pretty much in all areas. He didn't meet a lot of his milestones, couldn't sit up at the time till he was almost, about a year and a half or so. And walking, he didn't really start walking till he was almost two, or taking a few steps anyways. Speech for sure was delayed. He had sensory issues. So he was developing, but just at a slower pace. And we knew right away that there was something not 100%. And everyone kept saying, well, he's just a late bloomer and whatnot. And it just, we knew there was something different. And finally he got diagnosed, and there's no one else like him, apparently. There's other kids with chromosome number one duplication, but it's the whole chromosome, because there's 23 different pairs, and he only has one-third duplication. And so even one gene difference in from one child to another can make a big difference in the course of their life and how they develop, or different symptoms and stuff. So there was no way to compare how he was going to develop. But anyways, he had a lot of sensory issues. Like, by that I mean things like feeling, touching, hearing, all those things, tasting. They were oversensitive. And a lot of kids with special needs or chromosome disorders do have sensory issues. So he had real issues with loud noises. Oh, my goodness, he just couldn't handle anything loud. Even nice sounds like people singing or anything like that when we were in church, it was, he had to plug his ears. And actually, for the first couple years, even up to age five, he would have a meltdown. I had to take him out of the room, or bring earplugs or earphones to cover his ears when there was like any instrumental music or anything going on, an airplane driving, flying by, or whatever. It was always freaked him out. And nail clipping was such a trauma. He could not handle the nail clipping. It took really two people to do, one person to hold him down, sometimes three, depending on how overloaded he was already. And so it was a real challenge. And, you know, washing his hair and all those things, it was just, it was a challenge. And he, by the end of the day, he couldn't handle a lot of stress. Anything we asked him to do, he'd have a meltdown, you know, because it was just too much information, especially when he started to go to school. He had a low muscle tone, which means just weak muscles. And he had constipation because of low muscle tone, and we had to make sure that we always had to give him something to help with that. And the speech, that was the biggest thing that was delayed in him, was his talking. He couldn't pronounce well, and he also had he wasn't like saying full sentences. He was just choppy little words like I do or things like that. So, you know, just a basic delay. And his demeanor, I think, would be, I would say, maybe age three or four, even though he was, you know, eight. And so when we started giving him the Protovite, and we also started on the brain reward, the very first thing I noticed was that his digestion was so much better. And he wasn't craving carbs, and he didn't have that constant need to chew on stuff all the time. So that was the number one thing, and he was sleeping better. I noticed that he wasn't up during the night, you know, several times, and he woke up more refreshed. He had more energy After about 2 weeks, he actually started to ask if he could, you know, go around the block. He wanted to run. He wanted to have exercise, which it was hard to get him to do that because he just didn't have the energy left at the end of the day. He was so tired. And he didn't have the strength. So basically, he basically just was like a wilted flower almost, you know. And now he's asking to do stuff, and he's just, go, 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 I want to do this. And he's just awesome. He's not craving carbs. He's just wanting to eat more natural things. And the biggest thing that we noticed, which was such a blessing to us, is really after, I think it was 2 weeks after we started to give him the Protovite, he actually said an entire complete sentence with pronouns and everything, like the first time ever. And I had a sustained conversation with him about, you know, a broken handle that he saw in the kitchen. And he told his first joke. Like, just the fact that he actually understood the fact about, you know, some humor. I mean, slapstick humor, yes, sure, but, I mean, not an actual joking. And that was amazing to me that he was actually able to, he gets it, you know. It was just, and it hasn't stopped since then. It just hasn't stopped. He's just continued to amaze us every day in his ability to express himself and speak. Pronunciation is a bit better, but his thought processes, you know, his thoughts aren't choppy, and it isn't just random little thoughts and off and on. And he would jump back and forth between things that he saw weeks ago to a minute ago, and you didn't know where the connection was sometimes. You had to do a lot of guessing. So it was always disjointed, and now he's just completely in the moment, telling you about what's going on. And when he refers to things way back, he actually tells you, you know, a long time ago this happened. To him, it could have been 2 days, but it was at least not now. And so it's just been such a pleasure. And another thing that was really huge is that no more constipation, and his muscles seem to be getting stronger. He's riding a tricycle, an oversized tricycle, with no problems. And it took us, like, we've been trying this for 3 years, trying to get him to at least get the foot around once, even just to get the pattern going, and he just couldn't get it. And he's got the rhythm, and he's got the strength, and boy, is he ever proud of himself. He hasn't stopped wanting to be on that bicycle day and night. From the moment he gets up till the time he goes to bed, he wants to ride that tricycle because he's so happy he can do it. And also, a big thing that we noticed is that he thinks out loud. He has no ability to be able, or he didn't have the ability to just think quietly in his head. So he would think out loud and always be talking out loud. And it didn't always make sense, but whatever popped into his head, this was what he was saying. And if you told him to be quiet, to us it was like telling him just don't think, right? Because it was, he just couldn't do it. And at night he would talk himself to sleep, talk over, and he would repeat the same things over and over and over and over, things that he heard on television or whatever it is. And that's pretty much gone. Like, I'm just amazed. He's quiet at night. He listens when you talk. We can get through a prayer without interruption. He can actually pay attention to what people are saying and think quietly internally. That's a huge life change because now he could be in a group without being disruptive. So it's just amazing.
Let me ask you real quick, how long has he been on the product, on the Protovite and the Brain Reward, and did you start him on both products at the same time?
Actually, no. We started him on the Brain Reward first because we didn't get the Protovite until 2 weeks later, so he was on the Brain Reward. Oh, sorry. Yes, he got on the Brain Reward the third week in March. So he was on it for about a week. And then, and only one at night. And then we started the Protovite March the 27th. So,
okay,
however long that works out now. Almost
2 months.
And I'll tell you, the it just kept getting better. Like the results were more and more, and every day he seems better. So the first 2 weeks he had, I think there might have been some cleansing reactions going on too, where he sometimes he said, "I don't feel so good," or his head hurt a little bit. And but you know what? That only lasted a day, and then it was gone. And we also noticed his immune system was better. He would pretty much catch everything that was going on around. And because he puts his hands in his mouth all the time, whatever was going around, he'd catch it, cold, flu, whatever. And when he got a really high fever and he had that deep, deep bronchial cough, I just knew this was a downhill, like a runaway train. And you know what? In 2 days it was gone with no more deep coughing. And I was just, and they said at the school the massive flu was going around and he got some of it and it never developed into anything. So that was 3 weeks after taking the Protovite. And I give him a total of about 3 ounces a day, or 2.5 to 3 ounces a day. And now I upped it to 2 Brain Reward. First thing in the morning, about an hour before he has to get up out of bed, I give it to him in bed, and then he rolls over and goes back to sleep, and then he gets to eat. So that's
awesome. I mean, it's so awesome. I want to bring on Bill Downs because he is the founder of Victory Nutrition, and also his partner, Dr. Stephen Kushner, is also on the line. So, Bill, are you or Steve out there?
Yes, I'm here, and I've heard Heidi's story before, and it is no less moving. After I've heard it before, it's just an incredible story. And I think the most important message here is that parents with special need kids, especially ones that have genetic issues, have been told for a long time, like, you know, would nutrition help? And no, it's a genetic disorder. And that's just ridiculous, because parents with kids who have special needs, these kids have greater needs for nutrition. We all know that stress really impairs our health, and yet they don't seem to make the connection that when a child has special needs, their special needs require extra special nutritional support, because those special needs impose a heavy, stressful requirement on them to try and exist in life, in our, you know, in our culture, and to function properly. And the proof is in the pudding. We've seen so many stories. Heidi's is definitely a perfect example of why nutrition is such an important component. And nutrition that gets in, you know, this is the Protovite and the Brain Reward are not like any other products on the market. They're specially made, and they get into the blood in a short period of time, and they really deal with improving gene expression. So we can't change genetics, but we can change and improve gene expression. So I am just so encouraged that, that Heidi started using Protovite Brain Reward. And one other thing I want to note is that she mentioned that her son had, didn't feel so good some of the time. And I want people to understand that the quality of somebody's health determines how effectively they're going to be able to get rid of garbage. And people that have, even everyday people, especially adults who've been alive a lot longer, have toxins that they carry around. If their body doesn't have the ability to make energy, it does not have the ability to get rid of toxins. And they produce quite a number of symptoms, inflammation and headaches and immune problems and rashes and joint health problems and kidney trouble and things like that. And when you start giving the body the resources that effectively corrects the structure and function of all the tissues in the body, the first thing the body wants to do when it's able to manufacture energy is take out the garbage. So some people will feel good for a while, and maybe almost immediately they'll get a detox reaction. They'll get a rash, they'll get a headache or a tummy ache or, you know, some other quote-unquote symptom of a detox reaction. That's a good thing. That is absolutely a good thing. It tells you that the product is getting into your tissues and is cleaning house and trying to get you back to a state of health. And it doesn't happen all at one time. It can happen in stages and phases. So when Aaron got that, you know, his head hurt and he didn't feel good, Heidi knew he was cleaning house. And everybody out there should take a lesson from this experience and understand that in order for your body to achieve optimal health, it's got to do some house cleaning. So I hope that kind of was an intro answer to the question, Gina.
Yeah, and Bill, while we're talking about cleaning house and talking about Protovite in particular, can you explain, because we've got some new people on the line tonight, can you explain how Protovite gets in into the cells in a little bit?
Okay. Well, the number one health malady in our culture is digestive problems. Digestive problems are the drugs prescribed for digestive problems are the number one most prescribed class of drugs for a health disorder. After accidents, digestive problems are the number one reason for emergency room visits. They underpin every major chronic degenerative disease. And as Heidi had mentioned, Aaron was constipated. Clearly his digestive system wasn't functioning as good as it should. And it's not just elimination. It's disintegrating, dissolving, absorbing, using, and eliminating what doesn't get used. That whole process is involved in the digestive system. And 70 to 80% of your immune system tissue is in your digestive system. So if you have impaired digestion, you have impaired immune function. So we can be taking really good quality vitamin supplements, you know, dietary supplements, and if you have a digestive problem, you're not absorbing all the goodness that the product has for you. That's if the products are made from really good quality ingredients, most of which aren't. So what we do is we do take premium quality ingredients. We then put them through a mechanical pre-digestion process. Just like when you try and digest your food, the first thing you have to do is chew it to break it down. Well, we put it through a super chewing process. It's an advanced type of wet milling that breaks down all the particles into super small, uniformly small sizes. And then we run a phospholipid technology on it, which is, phospholipids are interesting molecules. They exist in many fats and oils, and they are molecules that have one end that's water-loving and one end that's fat-loving. And in nature, if you try and combine water and oil, it doesn't work. But on a phospholipid, it does. And a phospholipid is an important molecule for every cell in your body. It helps to improve cell membrane flexibility and functional capabilities and energy production, immune production, brain health, skin health. I mean, they're just really incredibly important. And when you present these now smaller, uniformly smaller nutritional products to the phospholipids, they wrap around and encapsulate them, creating what's called a liposome, which is a phospholipid capsule. And we run that process for an extended period of time, but we do one other thing. We have a technology, we use a natural substance that increases the energy value of the phospholipid. We mix it into the phospholipid, and that is what is used in what we call the proteasoming technology, where we get these phospholipid liposome capsules. And we run it so that we have clusters of liposomes within a liposome and clusters of those within a liposome. It's like a lot of bubbles within a bubble and a lot of those bubbles within a bubble, up to 100 concentric continuous layers. It's called multilamellar. And all the tissues of the digestive system love phospholipid and allow them to absorb rapidly at ease without any resistance from the mouth to the colon. So when you put the Protovite in your mouth, and you swish around for at least 30 seconds, preferably a little bit longer, the ingredients go into the bloodstream within 5 minutes. And we note that from the research. that we did a study on 41 subjects and demonstrated very rapid absorption, but we also looked at 30 minutes and saw even significantly improved benefits at 30 minutes. When these protozoans don't break down in the stomach, so what doesn't go into the mouth, you swallow, and they're protected in the stomach, and they go into the small intestine, and they continue to degrade or break down and release phospholipids and nutrients into the blood. So you get not only rapid release, you get a long-term sustained release that provides stable blood serum levels. And that's why there is no other product on the market like Protovite. Not only because of the ingredients, that's only one quarter of the benefit, but the predigestion, the protozoaming, and the energy frequency imprinting into the phospholipids dramatically improves the benefits to the body. And the proof is in the pudding. You just heard a couple of stories that people's lives were changed.
It's truly amazing, Bill. I'm sitting here looking at a Protovite bottle, and it says, "Nutrition you can feel." Of course, a lot of people, even on the first dose, can actually feel it, and they say, "Well, it feels like I have oxygen going through my veins." And in fact, Kenley, when he got on the product, he says, "Wow, my body, you know, craves this." And pretty bad state when we first found out about him, and he's, you know, gotten turned around as well as many, many people in the last 3 or 4 months. I want to thank you, first of all, for caring about people so deeply that you and Dr. Steve Kushner got together and brought this product to market. Not really to start a new company, but you did because you wanted to reach the masses, but you actually developed this product before you even formed a company because you said, "I want to bring out the best product, bar none. You know, the ingredients will be top-notch, and we'll have a product change life." Saying that, I do have to say that this product does not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is a natural product, but as we know, the body is a miracle, and if you can give the body what it needs, the body has the ability to heal itself. And God's created us miraculously. We're wonderfully made, and it's up to us to put the right things in our body to stay healthy. Of course, I've known you for many years, and your products have truly been life-changing. So thank you for bringing this product to market, you and Dr. Steve Kushner.
Thank you so much, Gina. Actually, on that note, my partner and good friend, confidant, and intellectual colleague, Steve Kushner, I'm going to ask if Steve's on the line right now. He made star one.
I am.
Steve is actually driving for a family issue across the southern part of Florida over to the east coast, so he may be having a little
bit. I am on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We hear you, Steve.
Okay. I'm sorry for the background noise, and Bill, that was a great explanation, and I appreciate all the kind words as well. I would agree with Bill. I can never get tired of listening to Heidi tell the story about Aaron and how he's doing. And I just, Gina, if I may, just for a couple of moments, just to add a couple of things, because Bill really covered it well on what we're about, the product. One of the goals we had when we first started was to create a foundational supplement that could be used by many, many, many people for whatever the purpose was, and we weren't out to say, well, let's have something that fixes joints or immunity or digestion. We wanted to be able to get a vast array of nutrients into the body and let the body do what it does best when it finally has the tools. And, you know, over the years of being involved in nutraceuticals and natural healing and so on, the most frustrating thing was having what seemed to be promising supplements or nutrients that never delivered or very often did not deliver on that promise of what they were supposed to do. And this is why we started to focus on not just the formula, but the delivery of those ingredients. And, you know, in listening to what happened with Aaron, I think it's important to note that, as Bill said, we don't know necessarily what he may need on any particular day. We do know that the idea that you just can't do anything about it, just live with it, is absolutely not correct. Nobody's promising that we're going to heal or cure anything, but we do know that with the right nutrients, the body can make amazing improvements. And we don't know how long that can go. It can continue on. And what I think is extremely interesting, as well as just so fulfilling, is listening to Aaron's continued progress. You know, we heard the story after the first couple of weeks, and then several weeks after that, and now over a length of time, and his progress continues to grow. So who knows what height he can achieve? And also, we don't know that this week he may need, you know, 7 different vitamins and 3 different minerals that his body really requires for whatever he's going through. And next week that may be different. And we don't have to know that. All we know is we're getting the nutrients into his system and letting his body take over and obviously produce miraculous results. And the only other point I'll bring on about the protozoan technology, one of the beautiful attributes about it is that it does allow the majority of all of the nutrients in protobite to get into the system at the same time. And this, you can't overstate the importance of that, because the synergy that's created is one of a kind. Because, you know, when we eat the best foods in the world, it's not like we're getting just vitamin C. You get hundreds of nutrients in citrus fruits or in carrots or whatever the case may be. And our goal was to make all of these nutrients available into the bloodstream for the cells at the same time so it could do its job. So anyway, that was just kind of a couple things I just wanted to touch on, Gina, after Bill's great explanation of what we're all about.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Gina,
yes,
unfortunately,
Bill.
I need to actually drop off the phone. I'm going to ask if Steve would stay on the line for a little bit, as long as he's able. I have to go back into a meeting, but I really wanted to have some time to talk to everybody, because special needs children are just, number one, an enormous responsibility and have an enormous need, and we need to start somewhere. And the first place we start is with the raw materials from which the body is made, that God has designed: food, air, water, and sunshine. And the protovite really, in the final analysis, improves our ability to use oxygen, improves our ability to use water, and helps to create optimal structure and function of all the tissues in the body. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen. And I'm going to drop off the line, if it's okay, if I can have your permission and Steve's permission.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll stay on as long as I can, and whatever I can do. And Bill, thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
And thank you, Bill, for sharing. And guys, we're not going to make this a long call. So Steve, just stand by for just a moment. I want to thank my partner Abner Fisher for coming on tonight, and especially for Heidi Hammond calling in from Canada and sharing her precious story about her son Aaron. And for those of you that are listening in to the call tonight, Abner hosted this call, and he really wanted to get the word out to help these children. And if you would like more information, I am his personal assistant. You are more than welcome to contact me. My number is area code 336-918-7593. And feel free to call me. I'm on the Eastern time zone. And again, my number is 336-918-7593. And my name is Gina Bender. So, guys, I think we'll end the call with that. And, again,
Gina,
thank
can
you.
Gina, can I just say one last little thing?
Oh, absolutely, Heidi.
Okay, I just wanted to say a lot of people with special needs, the stress that the family goes through, sometimes it just chips away at you. You know, even though we never looked at Aaron as being a burden of any kind, this was just our life. We just accepted it, and we just dealt with it. But it is really amazing. Our stress level has gone down so much that we didn't even know was there, to be honest with you. It was just made it so much easier because I didn't say that all the sensory issues that he had are almost, I'd say, 90% gone. He can handle louder noises. They had a fire drill at school the other day, and he did not freak out. He just plugged his ears and just sat quietly, and that was the first ever. And the nail clipping, no problems with that. And at the end of the day, he's calm and he can handle stress. And I just didn't realize how stressful his little life was because of all these things he couldn't do anything about. And now he's just handling it. So I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Heidi, for sharing. And Dr. Steve, again, thank you for this awesome product, for this miraculous technology that you put together to make it possible to get it into the bloodstream. And I do truly believe that is a miracle in itself, which we can see actually in the live blood cell analysis. So again, anyone that needs more information, my name is Gina Bender, and my number is 336-918-7593. And thanks again, everyone. And have a blessed
night.
Thank you,
Gina. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you,
Gina. Thank you, Gina.
Can you repeat that number one more time, please?
Yes, it's area code 336-918-7593.
7593.
Yes, sir.
7593. Thank you. You just broke up a little bit.
Okay. You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Gina.
Yes, Abner.
Hey, I just thought I'd share maybe just a few minutes, or not even that, on my son, Jonathan, a five-year-old, that is getting wonderful results on these products. He's been very over-hyper, and it's just totally changed that. I mean, he's just a calm, well-behaved little boy now since he's been on these products. So that's been a blessing for us as well.
Thank you, Abner.
Yep. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, thank you, Gina Bender. And I have an announcement to make on this. There's a Protovite meeting coming up on June the 12th, 2014 at 7 p.m. at Ammon Leeds. That's at 690 Kohler Road, Kutztown, PA 19530. The contact number would be 610-641-9168. Again, 610-641-9168. And another contact number is 717-656-2530. Again, 717-656-2530. And the sharing ID for this call will be dial-in number for the recording would be 712-432-8774. PIN number 426-227, which is the same number you dialed to get on here, our same PIN number. And the sharing ID will be 52914. Now, that might not work till later on this evening. You can get it by £0 at this moment yet, but yeah, that's what the sharing ID will be after this evening.
Elvin?
Yes.
Gina might want to take some questions on the call.
Gina, are you still there?
I am. I'm here, Elvin.
There might be some questions. Remember, you want to ask the audience if they have questions. There's like 400-some people on.
Yeah,
okay, I'll be glad to.
Gina, this is Steve. I'm still on for now, as long as I keep it.
Okay.
Steve. Hey, Steve, press star 9 twice to raise your voice, please.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Star 9 twice.
Is that better?
Yes, go ahead.
So if anybody has any questions for anybody, we can try to do our best to answer them.
I believe they'll have to hit star 1 to unmute, won't they, Alvin?
Yes, for the anyone that's out there that has a question, you need to press star 1 to unmute yourself.
Yeah, Dr. Steve, what does it do for diabetes?
Good question. We actually have quite a few people now who have blood sugar disorder, so we don't ever say that it treats or is for diabetes, because that's a medical condition. Our entire goal is to make your body more efficient at utilizing blood sugars. And we now feel like it's better to even take it with food in many cases, but it has so many different nutrients that your body uses to properly metabolize sugar that are completely deficient in the diet or in the food we eat, that it's making people more efficient, and it's promoting a healthier sugar metabolism. So as you get more efficient at breaking down and utilizing sugar, it means you don't have to put out as much insulin. It also means that insulin resistance may decrease because your body's becoming better at it. And so there are a number of nutrients in the formula, and of course, it's all predicated on getting it into your system and at the same time. So there's the chromium, zinc, magnesium, all of the B vitamins, and many of the whole tonics that help promote glandular function. All these things are working together to help you better utilize the sugars that come in. Also, another way it works is that as you become less acidic, which we've seen in a lot of the studies we've done, your body becomes much more efficient at energy metabolism, and you produce much more energy with less sugar, so your body literally craves less. So there's a number of ways that it can help promote the sugar metabolism. And, you know, we've also seen and heard this when people, even I think Heidi was saying, Aaron's craving less and he's eating less junk food because as he's getting sugar into his cells more and utilizing it more efficiently for energy, he doesn't need as much. So just by nature's sake, he's eating less and becoming more efficient. The only caveat about this is that if you are taking any medication, being treated for blood sugar, you do need to monitor and work with your doctor, because whether it's Protovite or a great exercise program you start on or a brand new diet, it's likely going to change around your blood sugar metabolism, certainly the Protovite will, and it may necessitate a change in the actual amount of medication you're taking, whatever that may be, and you need to work with your doctor to monitor your sugar and adjust those dosages as your body gets healthier. So hopefully that gives you a kind of an overview of this.
Yeah, thank you, Doc.
Is there any more questions for Dr. Steve? Again, you'll have to hit star 1 to unmute.
And, Gina, while they're thinking about it, they want to ask. I had not heard Abner's son was taking it, so that was kind of a nice little update for me that it's helping with his behavior and mood and everything. That was good.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know that either, but that's wonderful.
And, Gina, I think I just wanted to say, too, real quick, that my 13-year-old, Jesse, he was on medication for ADHD for about a year, and he had it pretty severely, not so much hyperactivity, but his ability to focus and stay calm. And we have him, because of the brain reward and the Protovite, we felt that he didn't need the medication And so we did all, we went through the doctor and we told him that what we're doing, and we didn't, we decided not to put him on the next dose up because he had outgrown his other dose, and he is doing marvelously. Like, he is so calm, he's focused, he's better than he was when he was on the medication. So it really, really made a difference to him. And I'll tell you, if we don't have the brain reward for a couple of days, it takes about 3 or 4 days for us to notice that, okay, here we go. So he's improving, and it's lasting longer in his system. And he himself said that he feels so much more calm, and he didn't know what normal felt like before, just to not have that constant anxiety or that need to move and do and anxiety, I guess. So just, it just turned his life around.
That's awesome, Heidi. Well, I know your whole family has had great benefits from using the product.
Yeah, we really have.
It's amazing when a 4-year-old boy asks for something that he don't like. Didn't realize that, you know, if it makes somebody feel good, that even though he don't like the taste of it, what we do is we crush the capsule or the tablets and put it in with about an ounce of Protovite. And being that it's a capsule and crushed like that, it doesn't taste good. He don't like the taste. He kind of makes a face when he drinks it, like stops halfway through and makes a face, but he wants it. He'll ask for it. It's amazing. And when he wakes up in the morning, how much happier he is. He actually comes down the stairs without waking the whole house up. And, you know, he'll sit on the couch with a book or run the mom with, you know, and gives her a big hug. So it's just been wonderful.
And by the way, you know that you're not going to have to do that so much anymore, because the new brain reward is going to be in a capsule, and it will be much easier to mix it with other things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Actually, we just got a sample of the powder, and today was the first day that we've had him on, and that's been great. He really likes the taste a lot better.
Oh, that's good.
Did you miss?
I'm sorry, Gina, what was that?
May have lost Gina.
I'm sorry, I had a call come through. Did you mix it with water for your son?
No, today we actually mixed it with grape juice.
Okay, awesome.
But yeah, with the tablets, I mixed that with Protovite, and then he drank about a glass full of water after that, just to, you know, to get the taste out of there, and you know. And I've been told that it works better, you know, with it, with water.
Yeah, the hydration helps, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I wanted to also say, too, that what Steve had mentioned before, that some people might say, well, you know, it could be a placebo effect, or maybe it's all in your mind because you're expecting good things to happen, and who knows if it really works. But when you get results with young kids who don't have that mentality or that the idea of placebos, or even expectations of anything, and they get results, you know that it's not, and it really is truly what it says it's going to do. So it's true to life. It's exactly what it is.
You know what, Heidi? That's a great point to bring up, and we should have brought it up before, because certainly there can be placebo effects, although we tend to think that more often than not we're getting great results. But in a child, especially a child with special needs, it would seem virtually impossible to create a placebo effect, because there's zero expectation. And so what's happening is, what you see happening is really happening. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Hey, Steve, how about psoriasis?
Well, again, we're not using a supplement here to treat any specific conditions, but you think about that psoriasis could be the result of some type of imbalance in metabolism, possibly an autoimmune reaction, which certainly is usually the case, where you get this, you know, reaction, inflammation, so on the skin, where typical treatments might be to go directly after the condition or inflammation. But the philosophy that we're applying here is we're not quite sure what it is in a specific person that's the underlying cause of what the result is of psoriasis. So getting the nutrients in to stimulate and promote healthy immune function. And, you know, I can just tell you, again, there's specific ones that are so vital to immunity, vitamin D, vitamin A, zinc, C, of course. And then if you think about the herbs, the bioflavonoids are incredibly important. Astragalus is a wonderful immune tonic. Elderberry helps with the body's ability to fight off viral. That's been proven in studies. The Scotch pine cone is also an excellent immune enhancer. So there's a synergy going on here in promoting a much better and more balanced immune response, not necessarily stronger, but more balanced. And so the hope is that starts to balance out over the course of time. Whatever was the causative factor of psoriasis or other skin condition will start to fade on its own, which, by the way, is a much more permanent and holistic way to go, as, you know, as talking about long-term relief and benefits.
See, I'd like to mention, too, I was just going to say real quickly that I spoke with Denise Abda today, who does live blood cell microscopy, and she put a patient on the protobite, and they told her that their eczema nearly cleared up completely in 4 days, which I was just totally amazed. So, again, I believe, you know, that because of the technology of it being able to get into the cell and get the nutrients in there, the body has the ability to heal itself.
Now, that's a great story. That's another new one for me, and I think we should point out that while we hear a number of amazing testimonials, and as you mentioned before, Gina, you know, results may vary, results may not be typical, everybody's different, but just because somebody doesn't see something definitive or feel something definitive in the first 4 or 5 days doesn't mean there's not a lot going on. And a great example of that was a call we had recently where someone had mentioned that they were taking it for quite some time, and they kind of felt better a little bit, but wasn't really sure if they were getting the benefit. But they had realized that they had gone through the spring allergy season where they had tremendous suffering of allergies, and they had virtually no symptoms of allergies. And it was only after the fact of using it for Protovite for about 3 months that they noticed what was actually happening. So rest assured, even if you don't get that amazing reaction in the first couple of days, like Denise's patient, it is working.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a friend that I put on the Protovite, and she had psoriasis very badly. And in her first bottle, she called me before she had that first bottle empty, and she says, "My psoriasis is healing up."
That's... Well, another new story. That's great. Well, I'm really glad, and I appreciate you bringing that up because it kind of backed up what we were just talking about. The wonderful thing about this is we don't have to know what the cause is. We just have to get the nutrients in. So her body took over and used what it needed. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Steve?
Yeah.
I would like to ask a question. I talked to someone today that is very, very sensitive to stevia, and they wanted to know where the stevia came from in the product.
Well, it actually comes from a stevia plant. It's a pure herbal source, so it's not a synthetic. It's not made, you know, or manufactured like sucralose, like Splenda, or other sweeteners that we're used to seeing in the marketplace. Stevia is a true natural sweetener that comes from stevia, I think it's pronounced Rubendinia. It is a plant, and that is the Latin name. So it's directly derived from a natural source.
Okay, I told them that, but I wanted to make sure. Also, they wanted to know more about the soy isolate that you use.
I'm sorry, you said the soy what?
The soy isolate or whatever you're using, they wanted to know what part of the soy that you were using.
Okay, good question. And that's why I asked you to repeat that. We don't use the soy isolate.
Okay.
Soy isolate is a term commonly that refers to a strong concentrated protein powder made from soy. So they call it a soy isolate because it's primarily protein powder and most of the other stuff is removed.
Okay.
And the soy that we use, our protozoans, the phospholipids that we utilize in our technology, comes from a very highly concentrated source. It is a soy base, but it is about 90% phosphatidylcholine, which, as Bill mentioned before, it's very important. Phosphatidylcholine is used by numerous functions in your body, and in fact, you can find that compound in cell of every cell in your body. It makes up part of the cell wall and has to do with permeability of the cells. The other 10% of what we use are other types of phosphatides, like phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylethanolamine, very small amounts. The typical culprits that people worry about with soy are, as you mentioned, the isolates. So there's absolutely no soy protein whatsoever. And then isoflavones, which have their benefit, but some people want to avoid those. And there are no isoflavones that can't be found in soy in our product. So we are virtually all phosphatidylcholine, no protein, no isoflavones. So we've had people with soy sensitivities that have had no problem using the ProDevice.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, is phosphatidylcholine, is that like lecithin?
Well, okay, lecithin is a general term given to, yes, it is, but straight lecithin, if you were to go to a health food store and buy lecithin, which again, doesn't really have protein in it or isoflavones, the phosphatidylcholine content of typical lecithin is around 20%. And then it has a number of other things in it. It would never work for what we're trying to do. Again, one more time, our phosphatidylcholine content for what we use is close to 90%. So it's 4.5 times what you typically find in lecithin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any more questions for Steve? It's star one. I believe that's all the questions for tonight. Again, I want to thank you, especially for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're traveling, you and Bill Downs, and thanks again for all you're doing to help so many people.
It's my pleasure. I enjoy being on, and thank you guys all for arranging the call, getting on, and sharing, and all that you guys do as well. So I appreciate it, and everybody have a good rest of the evening.
And thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Oh. Oh.
I wonder if they got through. But counting. I was a big kid talking to them good night, so.
Gina?
Gina may have dropped off the call. This is Abner. I'm still on. Is there anything I could
okay,
answer?
I just wondered if the call, if it's over now that I can stop the recording. That's because I have a singing group waiting to sing, but I just wanted to make sure if Gina's still going or not. Okay.
I don't know if she is or not, but as far as I know, I think that we're finished. Yeah, so you can do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. And where are you from, Abner?
I'm from Lancaster County. Bronx.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Thank you.
Question.